WBLC, KEHZTX. Well, there's not a whole lot going on around here. I just managed to get out today and enjoy the outdoors and the heat wave, and took the dog out for a stroll to check some messages, as we call it, and for her to do a little snow plowing. She loves the snow, so she was real happy about that. And hopefully the weather will break a little bit. It's supposed to get a little bit nicer here, you know, the week to come, and that'll be great. But I went to the Antique Vintage Radio Show down in Oakland County Saturday, and could not believe the turnout in that place. Unbelievable how much old stuff never made it to the landfill. It's just some very interesting things there, but it's just unbelievable how much of that stuff is still around. But and how many people are interested in it. Quite the turnout. But other than that, everything's going well. Happy to have you fellas from Carroll visiting us this evening. It's kind of nice that we can all get together and hit the repeater. And I was quite pleased that we could hit the repeater from south of Lapeer, your Simplex, on a HT sitting in the Lazy Boy earlier. Could have used a little more power, but we made it. It got there, so that's not bad. But other than that, not much else. So good evening, everybody, and back to Ned. NABLC, KEHZTX.
Yeah, that Vintage Radio Expo was very interesting. I had never seen one of these things before, and then I think there was four in that room. It was a humongous room. But these old televisions, they looked like something out of the Jetsons. They were up on stands and these big bulbous screens and old Philcos. And then they had this cute little orange AM radio, but somebody had already beat me to it. Little vintage thing. It was adorable. But it was nice to get out of the house. I feel like I am a hermit, and now that things are warming up, I mean, like he said, a heat wave in the 20-degree area, and I feel like I'm ready for spring now. So, all right, Jim from Carroll, WB8NXL, stand by Mike, NABLC.
Thanks, Vicki, NAVLC, is WDNXL. Well, good evening, everybody. It's good to visit the Lapeer Net. We just happened to be on Simplex. I got in kind of late because my son was visiting. He stopped by, so he was heading through town. And it was good to know we can get Simplex and we can make it all the way out to Lapeer. No problem at all. And I was just out there with little weak for Mike for a while. I just had bumped power up. I think it's up 25 watts, so we can make it. So that was good. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to tomorrow's meeting, our meeting here in Carroll, because Dan always has a nice show and tell going on there. All the neat radios he's made, he's added a few to his collection. So I'll be anxious to see those and be kind of fun. So I'll turn it on back to Net Control. This is WD8NXL.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we gave it a shot. Todd, that would have been a good exercise for you and your neighborhood net plans, because that was one of the main reasons we were wondering if our HTs would reach these guys. And we didn't do too well. They knew we were there, but they couldn't really understand us. So our lesson there is to get on the base radio and push some power, and we can get all the way up to Carroll. And that was an interesting little exercise there. So, all right, Mike, you're up next. W8YRC, everybody's friend. This is N8BLC.
Don't say that too loud. I got enough friends. No, kidding. I just sent a note to some people. They'd not been checking in. I tried to harass them a little bit, but it didn't work, so oh well. Yeah, I don't really don't have anything. No updates on the tower as far as I know, or location. So we spring's around the corner, and we're going to have to get after that real quick. So we need to get something back up and in the right location. So 7-3 all, and everybody, thanks for checking in from Carroll. You did a good job coming down here on Simplex, no problem. 73-WAYRC. Wyatt, I've heard you in there a few times. I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, but I will. 73-WAYRC.
Thanks, Mike. Okay, we are at the bottom of our list, and I'm ready to take some more check-ins if anybody would like to join our net. Please call now.